And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me the director of the Boys and Girls Club of Carbon County.
It's actually now the Price Boys and Girls
Club. Oh, the Price Boys and Girls Club. I have the director with me, Olivia Dudding. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited to get you in here because you're new. The new director. You're still kind of the newbie.
I kind of am. I'm new in town for sure. And I had no idea that this is like the best kept secret of Utah.
Oh, yeah. Price is awesome. Price is absolutely amazing.
It's so cool.
So tell us a little bit about yourself because you're not even from Utah.
No, I actually grew up in Ohio. And actually where I grew up reminds me a lot of Carbon County. There was, you know, kind of a small coal mining town, a lot of really close relationships, and everyone really friendly and close-knit. It feels like home here, to be honest.
So this is a perfect fit for you, then. Perfect
fit.
Yeah,
it's meant to be, totally.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. So you're from Ohio.
Yep, I grew up in Ohio. I've been part of the Boys and Girls Club movement for about 5 years. Prior to coming out here, I worked in Boys and Girls Clubs in Salt Lake, in downtown Salt Lake, and in Midvale. So I've been doing Boys and Girls Club for a serious minute.
And you like it.
This is your niche.
You found it.
It's seriously one of the most fun jobs that you can imagine. Like, I've been paid to get pies in my face. You know what I mean? Like, that's
just
a cool
to hang
job.
Out with some cool kids.
For sure.
Right.
It's a great job. I love it. And you, what I tell my staff that I think is really cool is, I think some people see an after-school program as like a fun thing you can do part-time, but it's such an important job because you have the opportunity to shape what the future looks like.
That is true.
You are the future, and we have such a cool opportunity to help prepare really cool leaders, parents, all of that.
All right. So let's talk about some of the fun things you guys do over the Boys and Girls Club. So you take ages.
So we have two programs. We have an elementary school program, so first through fifth grade, and then a teen program, and that's sixth grade all the way through graduating high school. I have seniors that come, so it's for everybody.
You got a good group of kids, you were telling me. Before we got on air, you said you've got a really good group of kids, especially your teen program. Give me an idea of what a day for an elementary student would be like.
So if you're an elementary school kid, what you're going to do is you're going to be picked up from school, take the van over to the club, and when you get there, you have about half an hour on Mondays, because Mondays are longer days for us, and we've got some open rec time. So we've got foosball and pool, we've got board games, we've got a computer lab, and you can have some time to just kind of get some wiggles out, decompress. After that, we do a club meeting where we go over the schedule for the day and over the club code, and then after that, we do an hour that we call power hour, which is where we do homework and get at least 20 minutes of reading in, because knowledge is power, power hour.
Yeah.
And then after that, each of my staff prepares an activity that is an option for our youth to choose after that. So one of my staff might have four square going on. You can choose to play four square, or my other staff is going to do a cooking activity. So there's something new every day for youth to choose, and it's a lot of fun. Fun is very important.
I bet they enjoy that.
Yeah.
Just different things every day. And as far as the teens are a little bit different. You structure them not so structured, I guess, is the thing. You kind of let them do a little bit different. Tell us about what their day would be.
So we want the teen center to be a place where they feel comfortable. Obviously, it's got to be a safe place, and there's people that are, you know, there to mentor and guide them, but it's got to be a place they feel comfortable. We've got a virtual reality center. We've got a computer lab just for them. Sometimes they play video games, but there's some activities offered to them too, but it's more of an option. It's not like they have to choose one of those. We want it to feel like their space, a place they can claim. So every day we do a club meeting with them as well, and we have activities offered to them, but it's whatever you want to do.
And they do a lot of community service, you said.
Yeah, so we have a group of teens called the Keystone Club, and they are a group of up-and-coming youth leaders. And their goals are really around community service and fundraising so that they have opportunities to really develop themselves. They're a really cool bunch of youth.
And that's your teen, your yep. teens that are in this group.
Yep. You've got to be a teen to be part of Keystone. But yeah.
That's a good group. Yeah. Now, speaking of teens, you had a gentleman represent you.
We sure did.
As Youth of the Year. Mm-hmm. And he got to go up north and compete. Tell us a little bit about him.
So his name is Paul Spooner, and he has been a club member for about 4 years. He has done a lot of service with the club. He tutors youth, and he represented us so well in Salt Lake. He had the most incredible speech about how the club has really impacted his life and the challenges that he's been through in his experience. He's the coolest kid at the Boys and Girls Club. He's kind of a celebrity. So
that's what you were saying. The younger kids are like, I want to be just like Paul.
Yeah, exactly. You can always find Paul at the club. He's a big deal for sure.
Well, I think that's neat. That gives the kids something, you know, someone to look up to. And I think that's great.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you've got some big things coming up. In April, you're going to do a Boys and Girls Week.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. I know you haven't have a date set right. yet, but you're going to come back and talk to me about it. But tell us a little bit about what that week's going to consist of.
So it might be not an exaggeration to say Boys and Girls Club Week is my favorite week of the year. We have open houses for the community to come in and check out and see what we do. Last year, the USU Eastern boys basketball team came and hosted a huge field day with all of our youth.
Oh, wow.
So fun. We do many challenges throughout the week. We usually do an Iron Chef competition, and we usually do kind of a minute to win it day, and it's seriously a blast. But that's the week, and I promise I'll come back to tell you all about it. But that's the week that if you have ever wondered what we do at the Boys and Girls Club,
this is the time to come.
Come check it out. We do so much, and it's so fun.
Now, you guys are affordable. I mean, for kids to be a part of the
thing,
but you want to make sure that that doesn't keep people away. Like, you want them to know that you'll make it work.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in participating at the Boys and Girls Club, $20 gets you a whole school year at the Boys and Girls Club. And that's a snack every day, getting picked up, having really cool access to all different kinds of activities. And the same is true for our summer club. $20 gets you the whole summer. However, exactly like you were saying, if finances are ever a barrier to you coming to the club, come talk to me, because I want to make sure the Boys and Girls Club is accessible as possible to as many youth as possible. So we can figure something out. If that's something that interests you, we can make it work for sure.
So give us a phone number where people can get a hold of you if they have any questions, and your address, just in case they want to swing by.
Yeah. So let me give my phone number first.
Okay.
So we are 435-637-6066. And we are located at 30 East, 200 South. If you were to go directly kitty corner from the Greek Street, you would find us.
Just right there. It used to be the old senior center and then the old Carbon Rec building. So that's where they're at.
Yeah. Come in and stop by if you're interested, or if you would like to sign up. It just takes a visit.
Now, you're doing something really fun with the kids, too. You're pushing this reading, kind of like what the school district is doing for the school year. You're doing it as well with your kids.
Yeah. So we have a really cool goal for our elementary school students. So we want them to really try to read, as a group, 100 books by the end of February. And I know that sounds like a lot of books, but I really think they can do it. And if they can do it, I'd love to throw them a little party, a little celebration.
To congratulate them for hitting their goal.
Yeah. So if anyone out there has a favorite book that they would like to recommend to one of our youth, or if they want to, if they're interested in helping out with the celebration at the end, give me a call or stop by. I would love for the community to let these kids know, first of all, how important reading is, but second of all, that it can be really fun, and that it's really important.
Or even just some words of encouragement for the kids. If you want to drop a card off for them, just to let them know, keep going, keep going.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Olivia, it sounds like you're doing some great things over there. It's great to have you in our community.
Thank you for having me here.
Perfect fit, I think. I really do. I really think you're going to do some amazing things. It sounds like you've already have in this year. And we look forward to having you here and working with our youth, because it's going to be a good thing.
Thank you so much, Ro. This has been a blast.
Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, folks, if you want to be a part of the Boys and Girls Club, all you got to do is give them a call at 637-6066 or just swing on by. They're more than happy to have visitors in. If you want a tour of the place, they're more than happy to do that. They're located at 30 East 200 South, just before you head over the tracks. You can't miss it. Lots of kids there.
Yep.
All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.